bless you all, and yeah, another great night. Lots of different people sharing different things, but a lot of it again back to being thankful, you know, not being afraid, saying what you want, not what you see, and that strength comes from God. I shared that last week as well. You know, I can do all things through Christ who what strengtheneth me. So when we go to God and we know that it's not of ourselves but of Him, so it's Him that allows us to have that peace. When we're looking to Him, that peace dwells within us richly. You know, not focusing on what's going on around us, but when we're focused on God, then we get our peace. The joy is an inside job. That joy when you're filled with overflowing and you're bubbling. You know, you've had such a great day. You see, you know, you prayed, you lifted your day, you asked God for something and it's come through. You know, the joy, and that is what attracts other people. That they see that you have that peace. I mean, no matter what's going on around you, you know, that you have peace, that you walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear not, you know, because it's like that today. We're walking out in the world, we're making our way to our jobs, and it's like a real dark pit that we go through. But when we have joy and peace, we just dispel. Every time we take a step forward, it's like that light hitting the darkness and we just dispel it. And then we are infused with that strength from God that when we have that joy, people see it. See, that's how Danny and Amber's fellowship has grown so much, because they see the enthusiasm. They see the peace that they have. They see the joy that they have in their hearts. You know, they are like magnets right now. You know, there are people towards them because people see that they're different. They see that these guys are young, you know, that they're not fazed with what's going on around them. Amber gave up her job. Like, why? That baffles people. Like, why would you give up your job? You know, what about your money? What about finance? Amber said, we don't care. You know, God's got something better. You know, working 70 hours a week, she was killing herself. It was just too much for her. And it wasn't just a physical job, but mentally as well. And it was putting her in a dark place where she didn't need to be. And even though she came for help and advice, you know, it's always down to that individual. And I just reminded her when we were in India quite a few years ago, actually. It was about 15 women went to India. And me and her shared the room, and we were in bed one night, and she was saying something about her job, and she said, I'm going to give my job up. And I went, good. She said, but, you know, people are going to say this and they're going to say that. I said, if you know that God's telling you to do that, you do it. I said, because as you step out, you know that God's got you. You know, just like you, Bambi, you know that you know. And then when you see it come through, it's hard to really, you know, you're so excited, it's hard to actually explain it to us that haven't experienced that great rewardingness that God gives you when you listen to Him. You know, it just becomes like it ignites a fire in you that you have. You know that you don't have anything to be afraid of. You know that, you know, nothing's going to come near you. You know that you're the light of this world. You know that whatever darkness is going on, that you are a light, and that God has put that light on, and it is burning, it is shining bright. That you are strong in the Lord, that God infuses you with inner strength, that you don't have anything to fear. But trying to impart that sometimes onto other people. So what actually can we do? Well, we can really get enthusiastic about God and His Word, and we can share our testimonies. We can let people know how good God is. Because how do you think it happens in India? You know, they don't get their Bibles out. A lot of them can't read. A lot can, but a lot can't. You know, in these villages, you know, it's done by word of mouth. And that word that they speak is the words from God, and they become contagious. Everybody wants to hear. You know, if somebody gets healed, or if somebody's prayed for something, if somebody's been risen from the dead, it's like the bongos going through the jungle, you know? Everybody gets to hear, and everybody's there, and they're supporting each other, and they're, like, fighting for the best testimony. They can't wait. We go to a fellowship, and there may be 1,000 people, and they all want to get up and share and tell you what God's done, how they came from, you know, poverty to having their own house, or
they're all like Bambi.
Yeah, they're walking Bambis. Yeah, yeah, and they all get so excited about the word. You know, when you first turn up, everybody's playing music and they're dancing and they're praising God, and it's contagious. It's like a fire that can't be quenched, and so that's how we attract people to us, being really excited about the word and letting people know what God's doing in our life. You know, even though, as you've all said tonight, the things that are going on. You know, when they were in the boat and the waves were getting high and they started to have fear, you know, you didn't see Jesus Christ reaching out. You know, he says, oh, ye of little faith. Again, it's down to our faith. You know, we can't force that faith on people. Some people, as you know, dwell on the negatives. You know, their whole life revolves around a negative. And sometimes it's harder to change those people because they have a drive to live like that. But we are believers. We have a drive to live just like Jesus Christ. We want to be more like him on a daily basis. You know, and it's available because you have God in Christ in you. You know, so you don't have to be fearful of the storm. You don't have to be fearful what the news is saying. You know, you go with God. And, you know, I was asked on Monday why I didn't have the injection. And to me, it was a personal question. It's a little bit like politics. You know, you don't want to get too involved because before you know it, it's just all blown out of proportion. And I just took the girl to the back of the pharmacy and I said, because I trust God, not the world. And she said, oh yeah, but. I said, no buts. And do you know what? I am the only person that didn't have the vaccine. Well, me and Joe. But I'm the only one that just haven't had COVID. Everybody else has been wiped out. We test, well, twice a week we have to test. And they're baffled, totally and utterly baffled, because I work in a close proximity. It all happened about 12 weeks ago that they all started dropping like flies. One tested positive, and then obviously we got a little news feed, and she said, you know, you all should test yourself tonight because I've tested positive, because obviously we can't go into work if you tested positive. And I went in on the Wednesday before, and I was the only person there. Everybody else had been wiped out. So then when she called me on Monday into the back and asked me why, and I said that it's because my trust is in God. Now, that isn't to say that I'm special, that I'm different to everyone else. It isn't that. It's that I go with God. On what I do, on everything I do, I go with God. And having that faith and that reassurance that I know that God will take care of me no matter what the situation. Plus, there's other issues. You know, there's other issues within my health that would have been detrimental as well. So I knew that I was making the right decision at that time. So then when I look back and I see all the things that God's done in our life, when other people said, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, or no, you shouldn't have done that, or no, you shouldn't marry Lawrence, no, you shouldn't be with him, you know, and they were all wrong. Everybody was wrong. When I look now and there's me and Lawrence still together after, what, 36 years? Yeah, it's been a long time, but, you know, those people were wrong. God is not an idiot. God knows what he's doing. And when you get that confidence and that trust in him, you'll have that reassurance within yourself. that you'll be able to scream from the rooftops and you'll be able to shout your testimonies. Just like throughout the Bible, you know, the people that shouted their testimonies, just like they're doing in India right now, shouting out their testimonies. You know, people being raised from the dead, people getting, that little girl that fell off the rooftop. You know, they thought she was dead. They carried her in, and she was limp, and within minutes, she was sat up drinking a drink, and within half an hour, she was out running around. I mean, this little girl fell about 25 feet, didn't she? Remember it? The one fell from the rooftop. So, you know, they don't have the finances just to pick that girl up and go to hospital. So their trust is only in God, nowhere else. They have nowhere else to turn. And I think that's the issue sometimes, you know, that we can look to the world too much and think that the world has the answers, you know, but they really don't. The world is a dog-eat-dog world, and they'll climb over you rather than try and lift you up. You know, everybody wants to get to the top. But with God, you know, God raises us up. God lifts us up on a daily basis. You know, he's the one that puts the strength within us so that we can overcome situations, so that we can be a great witness for him. And then the fact that he's given Christ in us as well, you know, we should be very joyous. We have a lot to shout about. You know, we really do. So that's all I wanted to share this week. I'm very blessed. I'm just thankful for just a wonderful night again. And Kathy, I'm thanking very much for doing the hosting. And I'll hand it back to you. Thank you.